Kevin Milligan is on the phone with us. He is a former Army Ranger who started the Unconditional Hug. He returned from Kosovo and Afghanistan. You were telling us before the break that you were seeking help. How do you go from seeking help to starting the Unconditional Hug?
Well, again, if for a long time I didn't realize, I couldn't really put my finger on what had changed and what was wrong. I just knew that I had was just kind of drifting in my own life, that I was just kind of a passenger in my own life for a long time. And so it was around 2014 when I really started looking into the VA benefits and really kind of what help was out there available to me. And I'm like, well, you know, why don't I find a VA professional who is well-versed in this kind of thing, and so I could get it off my shoulder, so I can just start talking about it, and let's see what happens. You know, it's better than doing nothing, because that's what I've been doing, and it wasn't working.
Right, and you did it for 11 years, right? You just kind of wandered around for 11 years to figure this out?
It's like you go from job to job, and you're not, there's no sense of satisfaction, and there's just no sense of accomplishment. I would start various things and just not have the consistency nor the wherewithal to follow through.
Right, right.
And I was really just letting my life happen to me instead of going out and being active and be front foot and really create my own opportunities and just do the things that I needed to be doing for myself. And I wasn't doing that. And I wasn't taking care of myself. And
So what did you find out? How did you take that step?
So again, I started doing a little bit of research through the VA. And again, and I encourage veterans to absolutely take the time and seek these resources out because they're here for us. But I found a counselor that, you know, I could actually speak to and who I had also, and the counselor, the other thing too is when you have this PTSD that affects you, it's one of the first thoughts is when you try to talk to people about it or people ask you how you're doing or how you're feeling, one of the first responses I know that I had was, well, how would you possibly know what I went through?
Right.
Yeah, you couldn't possibly know because you weren't there.
Yep.
And so it was really key for me that I found somebody who was a counselor, who was a former service person, who also suffered from PTSD. And our stories were very parallel. So for me, it was a comfort to be able to speak to somebody who really understood because they had gone through something very, very similar.
Sure, very
and
relatable.
So, through the course of speaking with him, he said, you know, Kevin, you know what this is? He said, you have all the markers for PTSD. He's like, I know because I have them. He was also a service-connected veteran. And it really opened my eyes. And I'm just like, wow, now this has been spoken into existence. Now I can put a name to this. Now I can try to further understand how it affects me and others. And then we can finally go from there. So
start
I found
to
for
heal.
My benefits. And,
sure.
Yeah, and that's really where the process started. It was the ability to finally put a name to it, identify it, and that's where you start taking some of your power back. And that's where you start figuring ways to heal instead of figuring ways to avoid and run away and continue doing what didn't work in the past.
And so, when did you decide to start hugging perfect strangers?
the idea of some form or fashion, I think, has always been in my head for a long time. Because regardless of where I've been in my life, Pete, regardless of my shortcomings, my failures, which have been many, I started to take stock as to what I have innately that makes me different or that I can use for good or that will separate me so that I can do something positive for others. And again, regardless of what I've always been, I've always had empathy, compassion, patience, and most importantly, kindness.
Right.
And so coupled with, again, being 6'6", I've always given really, really good hugs, and I've always appreciated the small interpersonal connection and the feeling that you get when you have that genuine interaction with a person. So I really kind of recently started taking stock of my life, especially during the holiday season when it's a very lonely time for a lot of us, not just veterans,
sure,
not just people who are afflicted with PTSD, but everybody.
Right.
And even especially veterans. I mean, unfortunately, this is the time of year when 22 veterans a day are taking their lives.
It's terrible.
Because they feel they have no other recourse, and it is terrible. So I started thinking, you know, I have this capacity to do this, and the unconditional hug is not meant to change the world. You know, it's not going to solve. It's not going to solve world peace. It's not going to end all our ills. However, we have forgotten how to be vulnerable with each other. We have forgotten how to connect.
Right.
And it resonates with people. The reason I chose the hug is because it is a universal sign. It's a universal sign born out of a simple, kind act.
Well,
and it transcends politics, race, color, creed, ethno-linguistic background. Everybody can relate to a hug.
Kev, I'm up against the top of the hour. So you started the unconditional hug. What prompted you to go down to Washington and Clark and start hugging people? Because we read this story a half hour ago and we're like, okay, he's a former Army Ranger. We have so much respect for him. He served overseas, so much respect. And then you go down to Washington and Clark and there's this guy that's 6'6", standing on the corner asking you for a hug. I don't know if I'd hug you.
Well, honestly, once you saw the sign first, it'd be the sign that drew you in, because then, like, you know, he's like, oh, this guy actually used wrapping paper in construction and actually used, like, silver outline pens, so that's what would have gotten you in.
So what did,
to be honest,
what did the sign say?
The sign says very simply, free hugs. And then, again, I cut this out of construction paper, high-end quality construction paper,
yeah,
mind you. I put a lot of effort into this.
Absolutely.
And underneath is just hashtag, wrote out on construction paper with a silver Sharpie, hashtag the unconditional hug. And the wrapping paper was just real shiny, high gloss. And the sign itself, I kid you not, was the top of a storage tote. That's all it was. Very simple.
So,
simple arts and crafts.
You're down there at Washington and Clark for about 90 minutes. How many hugs?
About 25.
25.
I was really, really proud of the city for their response, because here it is at 7 a.m. It's rush hour.
Okay.
It's 10 degrees. No one's going to stop for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was offering $50,000, people would probably be like,
nobody's paying attention. Yes.
But when people, I said to myself, you know what? If I hug one person, if I make a slight difference in one day for one person's life today, this will have been a success. And within 2 or 3 minutes of us being out there, somebody stopped and hugged.
That's
and
a win.
It just got rolling from there. And then with people, it was beautiful to see people's face. When they'd see the sign, they'd read it, and then this big smile would come over their face, and then they would just come in and just embrace me, and to feel their body just kind of settle in and just hear this laugh. And people looked me in the eye and said, this really made my day. I'm like,
wow.
You know what? This has got legs. This resonates with people, and this is important. It's the right thing to be doing, and I'm just proud that I was able to start it.
Where can people find you online?
So, very simply, you know, to be honest, I'm still learning the whole social media thing to promote this, but
yep.
I started a Facebook page simply called The Unconditional Hug. I will post my whereabouts, where I'll be coming up, and just, you know, what's going on. I plan on doing this at least once a week.
Okay.
To start with, in a high traffic area in Chicago. I plan on being out by in Millennium Park by the Cloud Gate. I plan on being out at Lincoln Park Zoo where the zoo lights are still up. So I'll be around in Chicago. Again, high visibility, high traffic areas. Come out, come see me, come get your hug. Just come out and say hello.
Unconditional hug on Facebook. And Kevin, if you're downtown next week, you can come up here and give me a hug and Dave Ennett a hug.
You're on, and I will hold you to that. And
former Army Ranger.
I want you to get it too, because you deserve one. You deserve one.
Please. I do deserve one.
And by the way, if you could do like 4 hours on the air, because you got the pipes to do that too.
Sounds wow. Great.
I'll tell you what, gentlemen. If you would have me on, I would be honored to do it, because that's something else that I really believe I've got a talent for, is being able to speak publicly.
That's pretty good.
I love it.
I'll take you up on both offers, gentlemen. I'm serious.
Kevin, thank you again for your service, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Hold on the line, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Pete. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right. That is Kevin Milligan. What a great guy. That is just awesome. Love it.
He does speak well.
The unconditional hug on Facebook.